Yeah. It's a Monday morning. Welcome back. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
43 degrees right now. It's one of those days.
Yes, it is.
Where you're going to freeze on your way in
mm-hmm.
and sweat your balls off on your way home because
mm-hmm.
we are going to be diddling 80.
Ooh, that's some warm diddling, son.
And
yeah.
it's going to be sunny all day long.
Yeah, it's
son.
A beautiful day.
It's going to be the most beautiful day of the year so far.
Mm-hmm.
So soak it in while inside at your job all day. Or be miserable if you work outside because it's going to be hot.
Yeah.
Hot. And with the weather this weekend,
mm-hmm.
there were plenty of folks outside taking care of the lawn.
Oh, everybody was out and about.
It went really poorly for one woman.
Oh, what happened?
Okay. Mm. This story comes from Phelps.
Oh, okay.
On Saturday, just before 3 o'clock in the afternoon, a 74-year-old woman.
Well, that's an older bird.
Was on her riding lawnmower when she went into the road and was hit by a car.
What?
Was she like turning around or something?
I would hope so. I would hope
yeah,
that
she's probably just, yeah, yeah.
Like
hey, you turn in the street and you go back out.
Yeah.
Okay. So it says, according to police, she accidentally drove over the curb into the westbound lane of a road. Now the woman.
Oh, wait. So she went over a curb?
Yeah, that's what it says here. Yeah.
That's a little different.
Yeah.
Because I had her just like as how she cuts the lawn.
Okay, yeah,
like
now that I think about it, you're right. Yeah, yeah.
She didn't mean to do that.
No, I guess not.
Oh, man.
Went over the curb, into the thing. So she was hit by a car.
Oh, God.
So the woman hit by the car on the lawnmower was 74.
Mm-hmm.
She was hit by a man in a Ford Escape. The man, 86 years old.
86? Oh, Jesus. It's like old meets older.
Only dynamite takes like that.
Well, I don't want to say anything else because
I will let you know. Look, I would not be doing this story if it had ended terribly. The
woman, it sounds like it did end terribly.
No, because somehow
she needs a new mower.
Somehow,
yeah, that's true.
The woman was taken to the hospital with only minor injuries.
All right,
and to add insult, literal insult to literal injury, she was issued a traffic ticket.
Oh, she was in the road.
Yep, for
she was in the wrong.
Failure to lead to the right of way. She has to go to court.
Oh,
she has a court date scheduled after she got hit by a car and a riding lawnmower.
So the dude's not at fault at all.
No, he was just driving all of a sudden.
She just pulled him right out in front of him.
Bang.
God damn, man.
Like, and here's the thing. Now, thank God she's okay, right? Fantastic.
Yeah.
Sucks she's got to. If I'm the cop there. If I'm the cop, I'm not telling you how to do your job. You let that one slide, right?
Well, you're both.
Well, it depends because there's damage to that car, I'm guessing.
Right.
So,
and you got to look at it this way, like, maybe you're too old to be driving and maybe you're too old to be mowing. Like, two people that maybe shouldn't be doing these things anymore met on a Saturday afternoon. You know what I mean?
Sounds like a Kenny Rogers song.
So, Grandma, she broke even.
Yeah, because even if it wasn't the 86-year-old man's fault necessarily, like let's say anybody could have done that.
Yeah.
Now everybody's going to start to question the driving skills, even if he hasn't had any priors.
No, but that's what sucks about this guy. And here's the thing. You know, if you've listened to the show in the past, you know how I feel about having to take road tests over again and elderly people drive in and all the accidents they get in.
Yeah.
In this case, he did nothing wrong.
Right. He's not charged with anything.
No.
He didn't get a ticket.
Driving his car and this woman pulls out in front of him. So it's not his fault.
Right.
And like to your point, Kimmy, you're right. Like there's probably damage to his car, so there has to be an accident report, whatever. But like you can file the accident report and not issue her a ticket, right?
Yeah,
can you do that?
You could.
I guess
you
just
could,
chalk it up as an accident on both sides.
Because like she had to go to the hospital.
Yeah.
Now I don't know if it's an ambulance ride. I don't know. No, it says Finger Lakes Ambulance transported her to the hospital with minor injuries.
Mm.
Like, do you write her the ticket while she's in the back of the ambulance? Do you have to go to the hospital or like
maybe
let
a
her
follower?
Everything okay? Yeah, I feel great. All right, we'll see you.
Or do you give it to her right there?
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
I'm guessing he drops the ticket right on her, like right on the gurney.
Well, no, because you would
hold this granny.
You wouldn't know how hurt she is.
Put it in your big purse.
252 WCMF 252-9263. And again, she's okay according to the story. A 74-year-old woman in Phelps was injured after she rode her riding lawnmower into traffic. She jumped a curb, according to police, and was hit by an oncoming car. She was 74. The driver of the car was 86. Minor injuries, taken to the hospital. Then she was issued a traffic ticket for failure to yield to the right of way. She has a court date in Phelpstown Court coming up. You got to dismiss that if you're the judge.
I hope so.
Come on, judges in Phelps, do the right thing.
Or did she just give her, I guess, she'd only get like a little fine, right?
Eva, she shouldn't have to do anything.
I know,
Come on, man. You learned your lesson. You got hit by a car.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully the family's taking that mower away from her.
Well, but how do you, though, unless you're going to come mow her lawn?
Get a service.
Yeah, that's going to cost money. I would guess maybe she couldn't afford it beforehand.
No, I guess like the family ponies up.
No, again.
My next door neighbor is 80 years old easily, mm-hmm. and she mows her own lawn.
Oh, interesting. See, because
on a rider.
And you don't like that.
It doesn't bother me.
You just made a passionate argument about how people that age shouldn't.
But she hasn't had an incident.
Okay.
Yet.
Boom.
So, but let's say if something happened to the mower or something, you'd go mow her lawn, right?
No.
It's going to bug you if like her lawn isn't done because her riding mower got taken away.
No, tell her family do it.
Okay. It takes a village to raise an old lady. does it not? No, I mean, look, you bring up the lawn service. That's an option, but those things can get expensive.
Oh, yeah. Or you got to go do it yourself.
You're also making the assumption she has family.
Well, that's true. I mean, usually they do.
Based on what? There are people that...
Maybe 74, she ain't got no kid.
Maybe you never had kids. I mean, there are people that just never had
kids. So you're telling me she's a possible woman.
No, she's a definite woman, according to the story.
She's a 74-year-old woman.
Yeah.
No child.
Possible.
Childless.
That's not out of the question.
No man in her life.
I mean, she may be widowed. She may be divorced. I mean, all of these things are very... I mean, like, you know, the 74-year-old woman of today is not the 74-year-old woman that you are accustomed to from when you were younger.
Oh, no. Apparently, you can run them over and they bounce right back.
I mean, it is pretty amazing at that age that she just had minor injuries.
Did knock that bird out of the picture.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, like, think about it. A 74-year-old woman now would have been in her 20s and 30s in the 80s, 90s.
So she came up in the 60s?
No.
Yeah.
She would have been
She was in high school in the 60s.
What year did you graduate from high school?
77.
And you were born in 59?
Yeah.
Let's see, you're 79.
So she's my brother's age, so she went to high school in the late 60s.
Okay.
Probably like a flower child.
But like you have this idea of like the doting grandmother that you grew up with.
Right.
And to your point, like she's your brother's age.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's very active.
No.
A little banged up. What?
I'm saying if she grew up in...
You're saying like different mentality.
Exactly. Yes. Like that flower child era, there wasn't you should have kids. There wasn't this idea that you had to rely on a man.
That's true.
So like, you know, get this grandma idea, traditional grandma idea, out of your head.
All right.
And what if she likes mowing the lawn?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it's therapy. I'm sure she loves going out and doing it.
So you want to take that away from her?
No. But if you get run over...
By accident.
I understand, but it's still run over. You should stop. If I get run over by anything I do, I'm stopping.
You got stuck in a tree.
Yeah, but I didn't get run over by a tree.
Yeah, because the tree can't move. Tree moved, you would have got run over by a tree.
If a tree falls on me, I'll never do it again.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Frankie. Frank, how are you, buddy?
Doing good, guys. Hey, anything in the story about whether or not the two are married?
they have different last names, so I'm going to say no.
All right, well, you know, not married to each other, obviously, but, you know, hey, it could be a Hallmark movie, right? Like Lifetime kind of thing.
Okay, yeah. a couple of widowers, one hits the other on a lawnmower, all of a sudden, this is the start to that Bills movie that's coming up.
Oh, okay, it's like a Hallmark moment.
Frank, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. Okay. I mean, I guess at that age, if you are single.
Meet anybody any way you can take it.
Exactly. And that would be the perfect end, bro.
Was that run her over first?
Well, not intentionally.
Gap, knock her to the ground.
It's a big age gap between the two of them.
Well, not really at that age.
Well, he's eight. How old is he?
86, 74.
Yeah, I mean, at that point, you're actually kind of close in age.
And you're
but do you think there's? I mean, I feel like though with that gap, like there could be a lot of difference in like your physical ability.
They're both still driving.
Yeah.
True.
One better than another.
Yeah.
And, like, here's the thing. You know, once you get past the age of average life expectation, which is where she's at, I don't think age matters anymore.
I don't either.
You could go at any moment.
Yeah. Right. I mean, you're both edging towards the end. And, like, if he's still active and, my old man was
still driving.
So my old man had his boner on Viagra until he was 85, 86.
I'm sorry I brought this up.
No, he told me. He said, you know, then it just quit.
Yeah. I mean, that's why his mother got Alzheimer's. His boner's nickname, the Mind Eraser. You try to forget everything you ever knew, too.
What, Mike Vallee coming at you with a big old boner?
At 76? Oh!
No, at 86.
Ah! Come on!
A way to make it better.
Ah!
That's what my mother was saying. Ah! Michael!
That wasn't even the worst thing. He had rubber gloves to finger blaster. By the way, it's 6'11". Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yes, he did.
Like, and got hey,
but
him,
it is cool.
And got him in an industrial package size.
He bought him at BJ's or Costco's, and then. But it's good that your parents. I mean, it's nice that your parents are sexually active at a late age. I mean, my mother wasn't thrilled about it, but my father was.
Well, it is interesting that he got his gloves at BJ's to give your mother HJ's.
Yes, which could lead to another BJ. It's a circle of love.
252-WCMF. We got Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF or the Break Group Facebook page. Going along the lines of what Kimmy had brought up to you a second ago.
Yeah.
This comes in from Sherry. Sherry says, I am more offended that the neighbors watched the 76-year-old woman mow her lawn and no one tried to step in to do it for her.
Well, why would you if
well,
she was doing
really
it fine?
Well, she particular about it.
You're going to walk up to a woman and go, hey, get off that mower. You're old and nothing's happened.
I mean, offer, I guess. Well, here's the thing.
No, that's insulting as crap. Well,
it is.
Unless she had an issue.
Like getting hit by a car?
Well, now, but you're saying like before the car accident.
I'm not saying. Sherry's saying.
My
Sherry,
you're a douchebag.
No, Sherry, Sherry.
So my husband's grandma, she was mowing her lawn before she sold her house. She was mowing it at late 70s. And
is that the woman that threatened me at your wedding?
I'm not sure which grandma that was.
It was
both of them wanted to.
I know, probably both of them.
Everybody has two.
Wait, so almost all of your grandmothers could threaten somebody? Because like if I said which one threatened me, I would know which one.
Well, but you in particular, yeah. I'm saying.
So I mean, yeah, all grandmothers.
You've been right. Assaulted by multiple women. Like none of this should be surprising.
But my husband was like, grandma, let me do this for you. You know, she was on the riding lawnmower and stuff. She was so particular about it. She did not want anybody else touching that lawn.
Yeah.
Like that was like her thing. She didn't think anybody else did it right. So it could be one of those things where they're just, you know, too stubborn to let somebody else do it.
And here's the thing. In defense of folks that may be listening that live in this area, where this happened out in Phelps, it is a major road. So this could be one of those things where it's like there are no neighbors.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like it could be a wide swath between things. So, again, she is okay. Thank God.
Fantastic. Happy Mother's Day.
The gentleman is, if you are a mother.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we don't know if she, according to you, she may not be a mother. Because she grew up in the 60s and she burned her bra. And she was a flower child.
She could have been.
She didn't need a man in her life.
But let's go down the road you had, that she did have children.
Yeah.
You know, you probably have something planned on Sunday, and you get a call on Saturday that Ma got hit by a car at her riding lawnmower. That alters things, right?
A little bit.
And like, here's the thing. She's okay.
Yeah.
Thank goodness. But now you got to sit and hear all about it at brunch on
Sunday.
Oh,
yeah.
Yep.
Over and over and over.
And I mean, look, the ticket clearly states it was her fault, at least according to police.
Yeah. She's going to be bitching about that.
But that's just it. She sounds like that because she got hit by the car. Oh, this has the potential to be really not good.
What happened?
It's already really not good.
Yeah.
But now it gets to a point where it could be potentially affecting public safety. And here's the thing.
Yeah.
It's not the fault of the people in charge. I mean, unless you want to make a long connection to it. But what do you do when a town this size loses this many people that are there to enforce the law? You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. So last week, we found out there were some issues going on in the Geneva Police Department.
Yeah.
2 weeks ago, we found out that an officer had been suspended. Last week, we discovered he was suspended, at least according to authorities, because this 13-year veteran of the Geneva Police Department, while on duty, in uniform, driving his police car around, was accused of selling Adderall to someone at a used car dealership. Let me say that again.
Gotta make a quick stop, everybody.
No, but like again, just to make sure that we're all on the same page here.
The fact that it was a used car lot just makes it even funnier.
So for those who don't know, Adderall is a it's a controlled substance.
Yeah.
You need a prescription to get it, so you can't just sell Adderall.
And people take it to like focus?
Yeah, I mean that's the design of it.
All right.
People use it for all different reasons. But this guy was on duty in uniform, according to police, selling illegal substances in the town in which he was policing. Well, it turns out the drama may not be over yet.
What happened?
Over the weekend, two more police officers in Geneva were suspended.
For?
We don't know yet.
Okay.
Now, keep in mind, The initial story started with the suspension of this first officer.
Yeah.
But it would be inappropriate to speculate why these guys may have been suspended. They may have their own thing going on. They may be connected to this in some way. We simply do not know, and we should not speculate.
Right.
So putting that aside,
yeah.
You know, assuming we're going to figure out why the suspension happened within the next couple of days, how many police officers does the city of Geneva have?
You know, it's how big is a town? It's about the size of, like, Auburn?
It is a city. It's officially a city.
I mean, is it 20,000?
I don't know.
It doesn't seem that big.
It doesn't, but then
Auburn and that and Geneva seem about the same size.
I don't know where Geneva starts and ends.
I don't either.
Kimmy made a face.
So I did get the exact number.
What do we got?
You'd like it. The Geneva, New York Police Department has 34 sworn officers.
Okay.
That's a pretty good group.
Okay, but that means they've lost, right, just this week, around 10% of their police force due to this guy resigning, the one accused, and the two suspensions that they're facing now.
So they're hiring.
Maybe.
Hey, go down there and put your application in.
Can I ask a potentially stupid question?
What?
Sure.
252 WCMF. How does losing 10% of your police force affect how you are able to police the community?
Well, you grew up with a cop.
Bro, I didn't sit around talking about law enforcement theory with my dad. By the way, if I did that, I don't think I'd learn anything anyway.
Yeah, I'm going to guess it's going to put more pressure on the guys that are still there, right? Men and women
who picks up
are
going
to have to pick up those extra hours and things.
Yeah. I mean, if you work for
you get overtime, though.
Okay, but you...
Sweet.
But you're also... You may be working, you know, shift on, 6 hours off, shift
time
on.
Yeah, but you make a time and a half or something off, like that. Too, you know.
I mean, you live in Geneva. It's a beautiful town.
Right.
You got summer coming up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it starts popping.
Right? And, like, here's the thing, man. Like, let's say that there are even officers excited to get the overtime. Mm-hmm. That hurts the folks paying taxes in Geneva because that overtime costs a whole bunch of money.
Well, not if the other guys are not getting paid.
The one resigned, so he's not getting paid.
All right, so you're saving money there.
Okay, no, you're not, though, because you're getting time and a half for the overtime.
Right.
Right? So I don't know how it all evens out. I mean, we do find out every year when they release, like, the highest paid members of, like, employees of the state of New York.
Mm.
Most of them are police officers with overtime.
Yeah. They rake it in.
And it's, like, an obscene amount of money.
Pretty sweet,
right?
Man.
If you're them.
Yeah.
Okay. To Kimmy's point, with this one officer in Geneva resigning and two currently suspended for a reason that we do not know, if you work for this department in Geneva, you have to be furious right now. Because not only did these officers potentially embarrass the badge you work for.
Well, that's the bigger thing, yeah.
Right? Like, now, if nobody wants to step up, they're going to have to look at somebody and be like, you're working right now.
Yeah.
You are going to be working. Go work overnights or days or whatever it is you do.
But I guess you can't really hire a guy because you got to put him through all that training.
Or girl.
Right. You can't hire somebody right away. It's going to take some time to work them into the force.
I guess you could hire him from a different department.
I guess.
It would still take some
training, right?
He could grab him from other towns that maybe have too many.
How many places have too many?
Well, like maybe
we hired too many cops. Oops, all cops. Captain Crunch.
Let's say you got a couple of extra guys over in Auburn. You can slide them over for a little bit.
Well, no, until
we get a guy trained.
I don't think that works.
Why not?
I don't think it works that way.
Right. You're a cop.
You know, if watching
from them,
if watching police movies has taught me anything, it's out of your jurisdiction.
They can't.
You're a loose cannon, McKenzie.
They can't move guys around.
I've never heard.
I mean,
of that.
To help each other out.
252 WCMF. I've never heard of. I mean, you hear of
town
like
to town.
The state police like helping another department.
Oh. Yeah,
but like with like a specific thing. I don't know if you could like lease out police officers to another place.
Could, like, sheriffs step in?
That would be the same thing.
Yeah.
Or the trooper, yeah.
Well, I mean, okay, I guess
troopers you can use that. You can use those guys.
Okay, I don't know. I don't know how this works.
How do you, you grew up in a cop house.
Explain to me how to publish a book. Your father was a publisher.
No. He was a printer.
Okay, explain to me how to print a book.
You know what he told me?
What?
You read one book, you read them all.
There's my point, man. There's my point. It's like how you expect me to know stuff about dermatology. Like, my wife comes home and breaks down every little thing she did.
Dermatologist by proxy.
I'm just soaking in years of medical school.
You hear
eating
things?
My salad every night. Oh, interesting. I couldn't graduate high school. That's very interesting. Thank you. I'm a dermatologist now.
You know what really sucks, too? And this would suck in any workplace where somebody screws up or somebody takes advantage of some things. Moving forward. If you've done, like, not even saying you're doing anything illegal on the job, but if you're cutting any corners, if you're doing anything you're not supposed to be, like, you got to button all that up for the you know, foreseeable future.
Okay, you're right about that.
Oh, the crackdown.
Here's the thing. When it comes to this job, I'm okay with that.
Mm. Yeah, no, I, you know, I know what you're saying. But I'm just saying, like, as somebody's
I've
coworker.
I've seen a cop cut corners. I can tell you about that. You want to talk about corner cutting.
I don't even mean that so much. Like, nothing serious. Just, like, I feel like I'm going to be super paranoid about everything I'm doing because all eyes are on me.
We're going to do a company review. All of yous.
And McKenzie. You lose Canada, McKenzie. 252 WCMF. Two more police officers in the city of Geneva have been suspended. This comes after the news last week of a 13-year veteran of the force resigning after police say he was caught selling Adderall at a used car dealership in uniform while on the job at 7:30 in the morning. Oof. So I would like to read you a quote from the chief of police out in Geneva.
Yeah.
According to a story on FingerLakes1.com, he said the situation tarnishes the city's image, undermines the hard work of the broader police force, said it's upsetting to see a hometown officer violate public trust, especially as Geneva tries to build a stronger community relationship. He is assuring residents city leaders are prioritizing.
Oh, prioritizing?
Yes, I fall. Transparency and accountability in hopes the department and city would be stronger from the crisis. I'm sorry, that wasn't the chief of police, that was the mayor. My apologies. Yeah. Like, I
they came up with their legal statement to put out there.
But again, I mean, I do feel bad for those folks too, because you could make the argument, like, you guys hired these people, so you should be on the hook for what happens, and I would listen to that argument, yeah, right? But, I mean, if there's nothing in people's past, you also can't be, you know.
Yeah.
What is that?
I mean, it didn't even sound like a big deal.
It's a pretty big deal that a police officer, if the allegations are true, was selling a controlled substance as a police officer.
Well, when you say it like that with that voice,
you mean
yes.
Like, you mean I say it like the facts?
Or you say it like this, it was a little controlled substance. It was like his, he had a couple extra pills.
No, if this is, you know.
And he wanted to make a little money on the side.
If this is Frank the janitor selling Adderall to his buddy at a happy hour after work, I'd listen to that. When your job is to enforce the law and while working as a police officer in a uniform, you break the law, as is alleged here, yeah, that's a big deal.
All right. I always figure, like, to me, if the doctor gives me pills to take, they're my pills.
For you.
Right. Yeah. But
for
if you need something.
Take.
No.
If you're suffering,
no.
Pat.
I know.
If I walked in here and I saw you suffering.
Yeah.
And I had a pill in my pocket.
Uh-huh.
I would give you that pill.
Don't give me that pill, because you don't know.
To save you.
No.
What's going to do to him?
Yeah. And by the way.
It's the same thing to me.
What?
Whatever.
No, it's not
going
to do the same thing. You're a much different person.
It may not
person.
Do much to him because of size difference and weight difference.
I'll just tell you, your generation is just too uptight with pills.
So I don't know about being
You were too afraid to take the marijuana gummies I gave
because
you.
Because you made that voice when you told me about
no,
it.
No, I didn't.
Bitch, you're such a bitch. I'm afraid of marijuana. Everybody's telling me I got gummies for Christmas from Kimmy, but I wouldn't take them. And now I'm all like, pop all the pills you want because I'm scared as a critical little bitch. Should be ashamed of yourself.
Shame.
How do you feel if you're someone who lives in the city of Geneva right now?
Oh, you're fine.
Okay.
What are you worried about?
All right. You got a police officer
arrested. It's a country town. Easy pace. Lake living.
One police officer arrested.
Yeah.
Is a lot for a community to reckon with, right, especially of that size. Now you get two more suspended pending an investigation with absolutely no information. And it puts the other police officers, like Kimmy said earlier, that are working in a bad spot. Because, again, I think it would be understandable if folks who live in Geneva all of a sudden have a heck of a lot of questions that they're not getting answers to right now. That's a fair feeling to have.
Yeah.
And even after you get allegations from the suspension or the officers investigated are cleared, how was that first incident able to even happen, I think is also a valid question if you live in the city of Geneva.
Why he was doing this in the first place.
Well, I mean, look, you have a 13-year veteran of the police department. By the way, he ran the D.A.R.E. program.
Yeah.
That officer that was arrested for selling the controlled substance on duty ran the D.A.R.E. program.
So he took up that D.A.R.E. I dare you.
I dare. Yeah? Like, somebody think of the children. All of the children who look at this story now and are like, wait a minute. The D.A.R.E. program lied to us?
Yeah, so kids are like, oh, my God, the D.A.R.E. program's ruined.
We held the D.A.R.E. program in high regard. Right? You remember.
Very terrifying.
It really worked out well.
They gave us all teeth. Yeah, it's because idiots like you try to give pills to people. Hey, just take it. It's fine. I see you suffering. You're suffering.
I know. Even my dad was handing out Viagra at cocktail parties, and I had my sister-in-law's father was selling
his. That's just weird.
No, it's also dangerous. You don't know how that Viagra is. There's a reason it is a prescription medication.
So, and remember, Dirty Frank?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The old guy that I knew that was selling them at the garage. He had a garage sale, and he was selling his pills, his extra Viagra that he was getting through the VA.
I can't even begin.
He had like hundreds.
Wait, but what does a person look like that buys them at a garage sale? That's what I want to know.
One guy bought all of it. Like he,
okay.
And he didn't even care if they were at a date. Like this guy was just.
He didn't even care if they were actual Viagra.
Probably not. They could have been Tic Tacs.
So I guess what we learned here,
right.
Don't sell your Viagra out of mason jars at a garage sale.
Yeah.
No. Everything I said, no.
Be cool. Be cool, gang.
Something big is happening today with the Buffalo Bills.
Damn.
We don't know what it is, but we're all going to figure it out right now. Because based on where Josh will be this morning helping make this announcement, it'll give us some clues as to what marquee matchup the Bills are getting this upcoming season.
Well, it's got to be huge if they're doing it on national television.
Okay, I'll explain.
Right.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. So on Wednesday, the NFL will release the entire NFL schedule for the 2025-26 season. But today...
little teaser?
The NFL are going to announce some special and primetime games.
Mm.
So as part of that, Josh Allen will be appearing on the Today Show on NBC. So to be clear, the NFL put out a statement yesterday. ABC, CBS, NBC, Amazon, Netflix will all be doing separate announcements.
And yeah.
We can assume that those networks will be making announcements about which games are on their...
special games on their station. Or, right. Yeah.
Also, we may be able to deduce, based on where Josh is making this announcement, that the Bills will not be playing internationally. Because it was announced yesterday that the international matchups will be announced on Good Morning Football this morning.
Mm. Oh.
So it looks like the Bills will be staying stateside. That rumor that they're playing in Ireland looks like it will not be true. That being said, Kimmy?
Yeah.
What games, big time games, does NBC have this upcoming season? Marquee games.
Are you asking me? I don't know.
Okay, I will tell you.
Well, they have Sunday Night Football.
They have Sunday Night Football, but they wouldn't just announce some random Sunday Night Football.
Well, could it be like a first... the season game for them.
Okay, so the NBC has the Thursday NFL kickoff.
Right.
And traditionally, the Super Bowl champ plays in the Thursday NFL kickoff, and the Bills are playing the Eagles this season.
Oh.
However, the NFL always allows the Super Bowl champs to kick off at home. The Bills are playing the Eagles in Orchard Park. Mm. That's not going to happen.
Okay.
It is possible that the NBC is announcing their first Sunday night primetime matchup of the year involving the Bills at home.
What I was saying.
Okay.
Okay.
NBC doesn't have any
theory.
NBC doesn't have any Christmas games, so that won't be coming from the Today Show. So it leaves two options. That Sunday night game we just discussed, or NBC also broadcasts the primetime Thanksgiving game.
So they get the night game on Thanksgiving. Okay.
You got
it. And this would be a home game.
It would be. I would assume it would be a
home.
If Josh is making the announcement, we would assume
that's pretty
cool.
Thanksgiving night.
So we know that the Bills do monster numbers on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, didn't they have like some of the highest ratings of anybody?
Yeah, and in the last 8 years, the NFL keeps putting them there. The Bills have played in Detroit, in Dallas.
But I always thought that was wise because they were playing in Detroit or Dallas, two teams that always play on Thanksgiving.
And they played in New Orleans in prime time.
Mm.
I mean, the Bills have never in their franchise ever hosted a Thanksgiving Day game. You have the last year of the stadium. Before they knock it down. Is it the Thanksgiving Day game today on NBC?
That would be pretty cool.
Be different.
There's another reason this makes sense.
Yeah.
So a couple weeks ago, we panicked when we thought we realized the Bills would be playing on Christmas. And the reason, Kimmy, we thought that was...
the Hallmark movie, all the hype around, the holiday NFL stuff.
And we argued that would be like the synergy they wanted.
Yeah.
That would also work for Thanksgiving.
So you think if they get the Thanksgiving, they won't have Bills on Christmas?
I can't see them playing two holiday games if it were Thanksgiving.
So you think this would kick off the holidays with the Bills on Thanksgiving, which would tie into the Hallmark boring-ass Bills?
Because that's when you're going to be promoting it the most, right?
Yes, Thanksgiving.
Kickoff to holiday season.
Yeah, you got it. It's the unofficial kickoff to holiday movies. And at one point, NBC, Peacock, and the Hallmark Channel were in bed together.
Oh. Yeah, because if you're promoting it on Christmas, it's a little too late, right?
You got it.
Yeah.
Whereas if you started on Thanksgiving, you roll it all the way out.
Look at that. All right.
I mean, when you look at all of the clues here, it kind of feels like, and again, we're just theorizing here. We got no inside information. The Bills are playing at home on Thanksgiving night.
That would be nice.
Okay, let's talk about that.
Well, would it be?
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Home Bills Thanksgiving Day game, potentially.
Yeah, sit back after a nice big meal and a big day. watch the game. Nice.
If the Bills are on the road, absolutely. They're at home, though, yeah. in this scenario.
Yeah.
Kimmy?
Yeah?
How do you feel about home Thanksgiving primetime game?
I mean, it would be pretty cool if you're somebody that can get out of their traditional Thanksgiving festivities.
Why can't you just have the TV on?
No, we're talking about going to the game.
Well, how many people are going to the game?
72,000.
But I mean, like, that
but that's a small percentage of the people that are going to watch the game.
Yeah. Understood. But
and even, I mean, I also, just anytime the Bills play on Thanksgiving, I think a lot of people will shift around, you know, the timing of their Thanksgiving Day stuff to make sure that they are present for that Bills
game. Yeah, but if it's a night game, Thanksgiving's done.
Yeah, you're right. That is a benefit. Like, if you're watching it from home.
The dishes are done. You're half in the bag.
True.
Enjoy.
If you're going to watch, if you're going to the game, though. If you're going to the game,
you got to get there early.
And this screws your whole day.
Yeah.
It screws your, I mean, it's easier to pull off than Christmas would be. But, Kimmy, if the game's at 8, 5 hours of tailgating, which is standard.
Yeah.
3
yeah.
o'clock, if you leave.
If you're somebody looking to get out of Thanksgiving, this is perfect for you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's an easy thing to do. If your wife or if your partner, whoever it is, has a rock solid family tradition.
Yeah.
And you look at him and go, listen, I got to be out of the house by 1 o'clock.
We're not seeing Grandma this year.
Yeah, but how many times do you have to do this? I mean, if you do Thanksgiving every year, you miss one year. Who cares?
I think it's more like of a problem if you're the traditional host. Like, if you host Thanksgiving, you're not going to the game because your whole family relies on
Let somebody else host.
Let's not say things we can't take back. All right, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Because your wife's very traditional.
Oh.
All about traditional. So if something came up, let's say there was, like, you know, a massive jazz festival for dorks and weirdos. The Newport International Dork and Weirdo Jazz Festival is coming to Rochester.
Yeah. Wow, it's coming here.
It's weird.
Newport's coming here.
Yeah, they're bringing Newport to Rochester, and you can't miss this show.
Yeah.
It's got, you know.
I got tickets.
It's got Sammy Saxophone and, you know.
Jimmy Blowhorn.
Zach Xylophone. All those guys are coming. All the douchebags.
Yeah.
You could look at your wife and be like, honey, this year I'm not doing Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Well, no, of course not.
Yeah, so shut up.
But I'm spineless.
Bro,
I think most people that go to the games are spined.
I could not look my wife in the face and say, I will not be here for Thanksgiving. I mean, even if she were to give me the Pope's blessing, I'd pay for it. I know I'm paying for it down the road. I can't do that.
Yeah, but you're not a real big traditionalist, are you?
Well, I mean, my wife is, I mean, she likes to make Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah, but it's not like you do a whole big family thing every year. Sometimes, I mean, you do different stuff all the time, right? Like, you went to Detroit,
go for the game that year.
Have it at home.
But that was a whole family thing, right?
But it does suck that you can't ever get out of this stuff. Like, you do, if you've got 20 years of Thanksgivings with the family, can't get one off? Jesus Christ, in Attica, they let you go after 20 years.
If you won't do it, you're answering the question. Like, you literally just said you could not.
Because I'm brainwashed. Okay. You know, I got pushed into this system that I can't control.
If you do go to the game, you will see some record-setting tailgate food.
Like, oh, my God.
This will be the best smells that you will ever smell coming from those lots.
Gourmet on gravel.
On Thanksgiving night, if you're going.
Which also makes.
And this is it, the last one.
If this is actually going to be a thing.
This could be the Last Supper, bro.
Yeah.
So really?
So again, to recap, 252 WCMF, Josh Allen is going on the Today Show on NBC today. All of the networks that have big-time games, like, you know, special marquee games, are bringing people on to make special announcements 2 days before the NFL schedule comes out for everybody. And what we're trying to figure out is what Josh would be announcing on NBC. Our theory is either the Sunday night game, opening weekend. But again, if you make that announcement, you're kind of overshadowing the Thursday night game.
Yeah.
But I guess it's possible. The other one, NBC has primetime Thanksgiving. End of the stadium. The Bills are in that Christmas movie. Primetime Thanksgiving Day game. They've never hosted one in Buffalo. And Kimmy, you're right. Think about the pregame lead up. You broadcast live from the parking lot. You
what
got all
party.
Of this.
Oh,
I mean, come on, man.
Turkey legs.
It makes too much sense.
Yeah, don't let your family drag you down, man. Go have fun. Life's short, right? Go live.
I mean, the other benefit of a primetime Thanksgiving game for the Bills, no work the next day.
Ooh, oh, that's right.
Yeah. So you're up all night partying, having a good time, as long as the game goes well.
Yeah.
And I guess even if the game doesn't go well.
Yeah, you get to, you know, drown your sorrows and sleep in the next day.
I think the worst case scenario here, what the announcement could be, would be a Sunday night opening Bills game on NBC.
You think that's bad?
I would not want that.
Why?
Well,
kicking out the season.
Well, no, but you're not, because you sit through Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
And then you sit through, are they going to do a Friday night out of country again? Do we know about that?
Oh. For the first week?
Because they went to Brazil last year, remember, with the Packers and the Eagles. We'll see on that. Then Saturday, or on Sunday, you got all the games, you got to wait, and then you got to be back to work Monday, so I'm going to be dragging my ass first week of the season.
All right.
I don't want that.
Okay. And they usually don't play that well in those opening games.
They're 50-50, 500 in the last two.
I remember the Jets spanked them that one year.
They didn't spank them. They lost in overtime.
But Josh threw like three interceptions.
It was not good. But
Aaron Rodgers went down for life.
Yes, he did. Two seasons before, though, they went out on Thursday night and smoked the Rams in Los Angeles.
All right.
After they won the Super Bowl.
Okay, that's good. All right.
So you're at 500. I don't know. Like, there's a rumor circulating around Instagram with no source, by the way.
What's the rumor?
Is that the Bills are opening Sunday night against the Bengals in Orchard Park.
Oh.
But I think it's people just guessing based on him being on NBC, not realizing NBC is the Thanksgiving
game. Goddamn Cincinnati.
Do you want that, Kimmy? Oh, Bengals opening night
Sunday?
That's
a good game, though.
Maybe. Bengals haven't made the playoffs in 2 years.
Why did I see? Was it the Bengals or the Ravens that I saw that people were
Again, it was just guesses. But I don't know.
Those are great matchups.
The Ravens game would be exciting. The Ravens did play in prime time. They opened up the season last year against Chiefs. I don't know.
So you don't want prime time that first week?
I don't want Sunday night prime time. I do not want that.
So then you want Thanksgiving?
I think I would take Thanksgiving over Sunday night prime time. Right. Just because it's super unique, and that Thanksgiving Day game I went to in Detroit with my family was so much fun.
Yeah, you had a ball.
Yeah, but I would still have to do some negotiation and dancing.
It's always about negotiations, Pat.
252-WCMF. Let's talk to Phil. Hey, Phil, how are you, buddy?
Pretty good. I'm thinking Thanksgiving, Tommy tells it like it is, over under, three injuries from trying to fry a turkey while tailgating.
Oh, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Way over.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not
drunken
even
deep fryers.
I would have gone with
40. People are losing skin for sure.
14 and a half. Phil, are you a Bills fan?
Oh, yeah.
Could you get the okay from your family to go to that game on Thanksgiving?
Probably not, because I do the cooking.
Okay.
Ooh, yeah. You're stuck, Phil.
Yeah. Plus, I'd rather be at home watching the game. Thanksgiving.
It looks.
Not Thanksgiving. I want a snow game before they close that stadium.
It could be snowing on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Then I will drop everything and go.
Okay. By the way, if it's snowing on Thanksgiving,
game time decision.
Don't fry that turkey. It makes it even more dangerous.
That's true.
Phil, thanks for the call, buddy.
Have a good day.
Yeah, there goes Phil. Now I kind of want it.
What, the Thanksgiving?
Well, like, you know, thinking about the parking lot. Yeah, it smells.
And this is it.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is just
all the come and stay where you are.
Because the tailgating is going to change with the new stadium.
We assume.
You know they're cracking down.
It's going to look a little different. Yeah. I mean, you'll still have some of those private lots, but I think
they don't want any jackass to run a new stadium.
Why are you pointing to Kimmy?
I'm in general direction. Not Kimmy direction. Jackass direction.
Jackass Kimmy?
Yeah.
All right, so as soon as we hear,
because
we have the Today Show on.
So he's going to be on today. Awesome.
He's going to be on.
In New York.
Yeah.
Big announcement.
Today. Yes.
I mean, he's got a lot going on. He's on the Today Show. His girlfriend or fiance is in the number one.
He's getting married in like 2 weeks.
Yep, but we found out last week his fiance is in the number one movie in America right now.
What's that?
Sinners. On top of the world.
Do you not?
I know.
Do you not watch? I mean, watch TV.
I couldn't tell you what that broad looks like.
Okay. Kimmy, he didn't know who she was to begin with. So
well, she's not around.
Now he just has to hate her on purpose.
No, I don't hate her, but
I don't hate her.
You all make her sound like she's like the top chick.
She's in the number one movie in the country.
All right. Okay. All right.
You know, he's not going to appreciate her until she's in something he watches.
Well, that's everybody.
And then he's going to tell you how great she is.
Yeah, if I do something.
Yeah, but I don't think she's going to be in a Copperfit commercial anytime soon.